Nowhere is safe anymore, not even the House of God, says Auxiliary Bishop of Baghdad of the Chaldeans, Shelmon Warduni, one day after an unprecedented attack on the Christian community in the Iraqi capital. Together with Patriarch Deli, he visited survivors and wounded of the Sunday massacre, in which hostages and police officers were killed when security forces raided the Baghdad church to free more than 100 Iraqi Catholics held hostage by Al-Qaeda-linked gunmen.
Ciò che è accaduto ha influito negativamente su tutto l'Iraq.
The terrorists, some wearing suicide vests, had taken over 120 faithful hostage at the Syrian Catholic Church of Our Lady of Salvation, one of Baghdad's largest, during Sunday Mass, demanding the release of Al-Qaeda prisoners in Egypt and Iraq. This tragedy represents a new and terrifying change in strategies by terrorists. An Iraqi affiliate of Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attack. It said in a statement posted on an Islamic website that it was an action against the Coptic Church in Egypt.
It is not our problem, the ultimatum of Al-Qaeda. Our problem is our security in Iraq.
Archbishop Georgis Kasmusa, the Syriac Catholic Archbishop of neighbouring city Mosul, notes that the faithful of Iraq are easy prey for terrorists because of increasing lack of security and the inertia of authorities.
Call and we repeat to call our government and all other international governments to push to put peace in Iraq and to form a government, a responsible government, to be master of the situation.
Church leaders have long warned that the political vacuum created by the failure to agree in a government following a March elections has left the door open to increased extremist infiltration and insecurity.
To have the power in hand, you have to put confidence, not fear.
Bishop Warduni adds that the Christian community no longer feels safe, not even in the House of God, and that this attack will have a very negative influence on those who until now had chosen to remain in Baghdad, with many of them saying they are now ready to leave.
Certamente li conosco, erano miei alunni.
A familiar scenario in Iraq. The first victims of the terrorists were the priests, the pastors of the community who had been leading the congregation in Sunday celebrations. Bishop Warduni says he knew them both very well, as they were his former students, describing them as both very young, very committed to the vocation and their community. This whole episode is truly sad and really very painful, he concludes. But we must have hope and trust in God that he will protect his church. I'm Emer McCarthy.